It is the first crisis for the two-month-old government of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Government officials in Dhaka say the Bangladeshi army has been mobilized to put down a mutiny by the country's border guards. The officials emphasize the outbreak of violence is not a coup attempt. Private television channels in the capital broadcast scenes of smoke rising from the campus-like headquarters of the Bangladesh Rifles. Media reports say the battle, which erupted Wednesday morning, caused panic in the densely populated capital, with the sound of heavy gunfire and mortar blasts being heard. Some mutinous soldiers were reported to have seized a nearby shopping center in the Filkana area, an upscale neighborhood. Research fellow and Bangladesh analyst Shirada Datta at India's Institute for Defense Studies and Analysis says it is no surprise the military was immediately dispatched to deal with the situation.
Every domestic law and order problem, the elected government actually asked the army to step in. The police plays a very minimal role.
The paramilitary Bangladesh Rifles Force, known as the BDR, is primarily tasked with protecting the South Asian nation's borders. It traces its history back to the late 18th century in British colonial times. It has a manpower of more than 65,000 personnel. Bangladesh, which won independence from Pakistan in 1971, has a history of instability and has seen several military coups. Some analysts attribute this clash to a long-standing grievance held by BDR soldiers that officers commanding the paramilitary force come from the army. But Sridharha Datta says such an outbreak of violence by the BDR is apparently unprecedented.
Despite the fact that Bangladesh has a history of coups and counter-coups, and there are obviously some very strong fissures in the service, especially in the army if you're looking at it. But BDR, I don't recall any such incident in the past.
The fighting comes a day after a visit to BDR headquarters by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. In her remarks, she urged the troops to increase their discipline and remain vigilant to guard the country's borders. A day later, the Prime Minister found herself appealing to the mutinous soldiers to give up their weapons, pledging to listen to their grievances. Ms. Hasina came to power after a peaceful election in late December, succeeding a military-backed interim government. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.